Okay, I'm here with Candace Sapoulis. I pronounced that right?
Yes, you did.
And she is a volunteer coordinator at this year's Hillside Festival, and she's going to be working with the shuttle.
The equipment shuttle,
The
yes.
equipment shuttle. It's got a funky name, but I'm not really sure what it's about, but we're going to find out.
Oh, it's just as funky.
And I guess I'm going to ask you some questions. And first one, how did you first become introduced to the Hillside Festival?
I think my family came in. We moved from Toronto to Guelph when I was about 10, so we didn't go the first year, but I remember when a girl came back from the summer and she had this great t-shirt that was hand-painted, and she had her picture was in the paper and she was learning to devil stick, and I just thought that was the coolest thing I'd ever seen. So I think that was the first time I heard of it. But
what's devil stick?
You know those sticks? It kind of looks like a badminton birdie on the end, the two ends, and then you have like two sticks that are kind of like drumsticks and you try to bounce them around. And yes, devil sticks. I don't know why they have the name that, but that's okay.
And when was that? Like, how many years ago?
Oh, that was when I was I was 10, so it was probably 14 years ago.
Wow, so you went to Hillside 13 years ago then.
I don't know. I don't remember. I don't remember the first time I was there, but yeah. I don't know. I think I went on and off, like, you know, with the family or with friends, and yeah.
Wow, that's great. I've only been 1 year, so.
Oh, okay.
And have you seen any changes to Hillside since you first went? And has it become better? Has it become worse? What's?
I think one thing that I've noticed is a lot of people are saying that it's changing, but I know from working closely as a coordinator this year with Hillside that they're really trying to make sure that it stays contained within the island. And they don't want that festival to get too big, which is an incredible thing because from what I hear, Rolling Stone has marked Hillside as one of the best festivals of the summer, and it's, you know, it's completely renowned. So I think it's a great thing that they're doing and trying to keep it small and have a lot of volunteers out, and it's always a good time.
That's odd that they'd want to keep it small. Like, wouldn't you want something to get bigger, or is it because there's not enough room at the Guelph Lake?
I'm guessing they don't want to expand the festival beyond the island. So if anybody's been there, they know that it's kind of somewhat of an island. There's just a causeway that's linking it to the mainland. So I think they want to keep the volunteers on the island. They want to keep, you know, the acts the same size, and they don't want people to have to go off the island much to, yeah, see anything else.
If you were to explain, like, the Hillside Festival to someone, how would you explain the festival?
Oh, I would just say it's, like, the greatest, like, hippie festival. It's, like, the thing of Guelph to go to Hillside. Like, all of downtown just shuts down on Hillside weekend. Like, I've been around downtown, and just, everything's closed. They're, like, gone to Hillside. And
so it's only hippies that go to Hillside? What makes it hippie-ish?
Oh, it's not just the hippies, but I mean, everyone's kind of walking around. Like, it's summer, everyone's got the hats out, everyone's just, you know, half naked, swimming in the lake when they get too hot, it's raining, everybody's covered in mud, and yeah, it's just excellent.
And you're volunteering with the shuttle.
Equipment
shuttle. And, like, can you tell us a little bit about that and what you're going to be doing? Because I think you're pretty excited about it.
I am. I probably sound really excited for the whole interview, but the equipment shuttle, basically, we pick up the performers from either the parking lot area or take them from the main stage to one of the different stages, because there's four of them located on the island. And yeah, we just transport them and their instruments, and we bring their instruments backstage, and we lock them up in a trailer. So it's really fun, because I think it's one of the only volunteer areas where you actually get to be backstage, and you get to somewhat mingle with the musicians, and you get to see them before they go on stage, and it's really exciting like that.
And how many years have you been doing that?
This is actually only my third year doing that.
And have you got any cool, autographs or a drumstick from someone that you liked or something like that?
You know what? I don't really get starstruck that often. I just mainly go
You're
back.
Not a groupie?
No, I'm not. I'm kind of like the opposite. If somebody kind of comes backstage and they seem to think that, you know, they're bigger than me, and I'm like, you know what? No. But yeah, no. So I kind of like to try to leave musicians on their own, because I kind of do some poetry performing as well, and it's kind of crazy when people think that you're more than you are, and it's like, no, we're all just people, you know, and having a good time at the festival. And yeah,
but you're fine if, like, the people that are working with you do it as well? Or I'm sure some of them, because there's 30 people working.
Yeah, this year there's 30 on my crew. Yeah. I don't know, I think everyone, like, we try to get mature people to be working on equipment shuttle, because obviously you don't want crazy people, you know, getting all starstruck with it. But I guess if they do it, and as long as everyone uses discretion, if they want to talk to musicians, like, don't bother them when they're, you know, tuning guitars and stuff. But I mean, it's usually really fun if you got them on the shuttle next to you, if you're driving one of the gators around and you're just chatting with them. And I don't know, Hoxie used to be known for screaming as he's driving around on the shuttle and everyone's like, Hoxie's coming. So, yeah.
So who's your favorite person to drive around over the years?
Over the years? Man, you know what? I can't really say. Because it's always so fun no matter who you're driving because you're like the one person, excuse me, that you see before they go on stage and who you see after going on stage. And yeah, it's just all around great just talking to these musicians.
Well, I guess you had lots of favorite memories at Hillside. What would be like one that stands out or a couple that stand out, like that make the made the festival just great for you that weekend?
I can't really say that one stands out, but I think definitely the main reason that I love going to Hillside is just being exposed to music that I normally wouldn't hear. Because I remember last year, there was a band coming in that was called Slan Shaba. I don't know if you heard about them.
Nope.
No. Some of the members are actually from the Barra McNeils. Like, well, not from the Barra McNeils, but they're related to the members there. So it's this Celtic band from out east. And everyone, like, it's Celtic writing. So everyone's like, how do you pronounce this? Is it Slan Mata? And blah, blah, blah. So nobody really knew what they were about, but... it was right after the rain last year and everyone was kind of like mellowed out and kind of slowly coming back to the main stage area. And then these kids went up on stage and I don't know how old they were. Like they must've been only, you know, I don't know, 16, 17. They didn't look that old, but this kid's got bagpipes and he just starts like wailing on the bagpipes and starts playing Pink, I'm Coming Up. And it was so funny. So he started doing all these covers on the bagpipe and everyone in the audience was just going wild afterwards. And everyone's like, holy, that was like the best thing. And everyone I spoke to after the festival was saying like that was probably the best performance they'd seen. And I think that's the best part of Hillside. It's the performances that just kind of come out of nowhere. And
people that you've never heard of before.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, buying their CD, supporting the industry and or, you know, not the industry itself, but, you know, the indie artists that are trying to make it out there. And yeah.
Are you hoping that they come back this year or maybe it's just going to be another surprise like last year, some new group?
I think it would be great if they came back this year just because a lot of people would remember them from last year because I remember the crowd wasn't too big initially, but after, like, you know, word got out that there was crazy stuff going on main stage and everyone was kicking it, so it was great.
Before we go, do you have any other thoughts, last thoughts about the festival, maybe what you're excited about, if you're nervous about the work that you're going to be doing, if it's a lot of pressure, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You know what? No pressure at all. But I just think anybody who's considering going to the festival, make sure that they go out and get their tickets soon. Because I know, June 1st they go on sale, but...
The tickets? Yeah. Well, the tickets went on sale already.
Yeah, they already had early birds.
The early birds. Do they sell it early? Is that why?
They do. And I know by festival time, like, you can't get tickets for the night shows. So, I mean, yeah, if you're thinking of going, it's definitely never a waste of money. Like, just the atmosphere and just so many bands going on at once is just incredible. So,
yeah, it's like 50 performances for like $70 or $80, I think.
Oh, it's incredible, for sure. It's one of the best shows ever.
And, like, with accommodation, because, I don't know, I'm worried about this because I kind of looked into the camping, and the camping was booked, like, months ago, right?
Right.
And they told me about an overflow site.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know anything about that?
I don't really know. I know that that Guelph Lake does have some designated spots that you can book early. And they do, yeah, they do have overflow, but I'm not too sure. But they will actually have a shuttle that's going from, you know, the back 40 just outside the causeway. So it's not going to be like a huge walk if you do have to walk it. But it's, you know, it's a gorgeous walk anyway. You're going through a conservation area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I guess that's it. Any other comments?
No, that's about it.
You need a drink of water.
I do.
Or a coffee.
Yes, that's good too.
Okay, thank you very much, Candice, for showing up, and hope to see you there. And
yes, no problem.
Have fun at Hillside.
Okay, thank you.